Good afternoon, everyone. It's me, Dr. Lalan, again. Today, the topic is something beyond branding. Now, I know everyone is using all kinds of branding techniques, marketing techniques, you know. For example, social media. We brand ourselves using social media. We even brand ourselves using writing books. We even brand ourselves using public speaking. And sometimes we even engage a branding expert. But sometimes you keep noticing it's not enough. Why is it not enough? For example, social media is sometimes long-term. It can be short-term and it involves a lot of cost and time. People post all kinds of things in Facebook. They even use Instagram, but they still cannot be said as a brander or they are not branded. Even writing books. Some people put a lot of effort writing books. They keep writing and writing and writing. They are very good at the topic, but still, the branding is not strong. Public speaking, people speak every day, and they improve their speaking, but still, they did not capture the branding. For branding experts, they come up with a branding blueprint. However, if the company and the people practice that blueprint, then it works. But in most cases, company and people fail to practice. So what is actually beyond the branding? There's something missing here. I'm trying to emphasize there's something actually missing here. These techniques are not wrong. It works. Definitely it works. But what I'm trying to emphasize here, there's something missing. And that's something that I'm trying to emphasize here. First, I have to acknowledge some good teachers and writers in my life. The first is Dr. Napoleon Hill. Second is Dr. Maxwell Maltz. And my personal mentor and guru, Guru Sitarasa. Now, what they have explained, they have talking something about this thing called self-image. Now, you have to build the self-image. Now, in Dr. Napoleon Hill's book, The Seven Secrets of Prosperity, now, in one of the chapters, he says, look at yourself. He told someone to look at yourself in the mirror, and that mirror is himself. So he's telling only this person in the mirror can save you, that is yourself. So it's your self-image, all right? Now, Dr. Maxwell Maltz, in his Psycho-Cybernetics books, he talks about the self-image also. Now, let me give you an example. People like superstars like Rajinikanth, Kamal Haasan, even Angelina Jolie, they have a very powerful self-image. Doesn't mean you have a mask like Rajinikanth. You are a Rajinikanth. No, it's not. The self-image is different. Now, actually, how to build this self-image? Now, my personal mentor, Guru Sitarasa, actually gave me this simple method. I'm using it for the past 7 years and it works. Now, he said, take a good photo of yourself, and the photo must be really good, really superb good. It's like as though you are the superstar. You must stare at it, you must like your photo. Now frame it well and stare at that photo every day for 7 minutes without blinking. Every day. Now, no one has ever failed in this technique. No one. Now, for example, this technique has been used by ancient kings, and till today, successful people still use it. Now, if you keep staring at your photo every day, your self-image will start to improve. Your subconscious mind will start to recognize who you are. This is a very simple technique. Believe me, it even works better than prayers. Now, if you start building that self-image by staring at your photo, you will start to see miracles. Thank you, everyone.